And we back. It's Unsolicited, the podcast. It's your boy Tank.
It's your girl Porge.
It's your girl B Lolo.
And we in the building for a second week in a row. Damn. I feel like we making progress, y'all. It's two weeks in a row.
2 weeks in a row.
It like we went 3 months. Now we back 2 weeks in a row. Damn. Man, how was y'all weekend? Hey. How y'all been doing?
Good. It's really hot here in St. Louis. it's like really hot. Like really hot.
I'm glad I ain't gotta deal with that.
Like really, really hot. Like I don't think you understand how hot it is. Like today was so bad that it wasn't that bad when I first like got up and went out, but by like maybe 1 o'clock I was like, oh, mm-hmm. Like yeah. Like,
are you baking?
Yeah, it just yeah makes you not want to be out, but yeah. It's so hot. I don't understand.
Are you feeling low? You were sick last episode. How you feeling?
I'm still a little down, but I ain't down now. I ain't down bad.
You ain't down bad, cuz you all right?
I ain't down bad. Like, I'm good. I'm just a little stuffy. I ain't got COVID though.
You sure?
I'm positive. I have no COVID symptoms. I have nothing.
You say you positive?
No, she's asymptomatic. She ain't got no COVID.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I ain't got no COVID.
That is right.
COVID for you weaklings. I'm just playing. Please.
Oh, man.
Please don't come for me.
I'm about to playing. Cancel you.
But no. The dog vaccine for me right now. Mm-hmm. I be better.
Mm-hmm. I feel it. Oh, man. I went to go see Candyman this weekend, man.
I can't relate.
How was that?
Candyman.
Don't do that. Candyman. Don't do that.
Okay. My fault. I won't say it again.
No.
My fault, homie. I went to go see Seaman. So, you know, I get tired of this narrative that Jordan Peele always try to push. And I'm thinking, like, since it's a new director, it wouldn't be this political push. It's like they took a horror movie and made it political, like he always do in all his films. You know, he just produced it, so I didn't think it was going to be that. But it just was a lot of conversation around gentrification in the movie. And just talking about the Cabrini Greens in Chicago, talking about how they, you know, tore it down, took the funding away, this and that, to move white people back in and raise the prices. And they just was talking all that. It just was bad. You know, Candyman wasn't scary. I'm sorry. Spoiler alert for everybody. Spoiler alert. I apologize.
Well, I think by now, because I've heard it's trash too, I think now that secret is out. So,
yeah, it was so bad. It wasn't scary. The first one, the dude looked scary. First of all, the dude that played Candyman in the first movie back in the 90s, he looked like he was going to kill somebody. Like, his face alone was scary. It was scary, motherfucker. Then his voice. You remember seeing him in Final Destination? You remember that, Portia?
Mm-hmm.
When he came out that damn room, I was like, damn, that dude's scary, man. He's just creepy as hell. And
I
this
ain't
dude.
I ain't never seen the first Sugar Man, and I ain't seen Final Destination. We'll get on that when you done with your story, though.
Oh, no.
I don't play with the Sugar Man. I don't play with the Sugar Man. I don't play with the Sugar Man.
Oh, no, man. I'm trying to tell you. What you call him again?
Sugar Man.
You make him sound sweet. Hey. Oh my God. Yo. All right, I'm done. Say it again, Lo. Say it again.
Sugar Man. Look, when I was a kid, my cousin was terrified. You feel me? Like, I've never been one to do scary. But, like, when they would say his name as a kid, she would go bananas. Like, bananas. Kicking, screaming. Like, it was to the point I never wanted to. she made it so bad. Like, I never wanted to. I ain't never even had the desire to say that man's name. Sugar Mane since today, since forever.
She reminded me of Terrence Howard. You know that Instagram page where the dude be talking like Terrence Howard and he be saying Mane.
Yes.
Sugar Mane.
Sugar Mane. You want to say nothing remotely close to what you supposed to say. It's Sugar Mike.
Oh, my God. I can't take it. I wasn't ready.
Yo. That's why I told you to throw over food, man. Straight food, man. Yeah, you say, I don't say no Sugar Mike.
That was just so unnecessary.
Yo. Oh my god.
Ask anybody I know. I ain't never said that man name. It's Sugar Mane to the day. To the day.
Right. Yo. But nah, man, that movie was so bad. Oh. It's just the dude wasn't scary. And he killing people, you can't see him. It's just like glimpses of it. Like it's not showing nothing. But the last 10 minutes was a turn up. If the last 10 minutes was the whole entire movie, it'd be dope. You know, it just was a black man going around killing white people. That's all it was. So
kind of what the other one was, but
true. True. He was killing.
In today's climate, it's probably just a bit more obvious.
Yeah.
But I definitely try to stay away from like just remakes altogether. You know what I'm saying? Like especially of like movies that I definitely enjoyed during my childhood, or when I was younger, or you know, have had like a glimpse into. Like I try to stay away from like the remakes because they're never the same. You get disappointed, and yeah. So I won't waste my time. Thank you.
Don't waste your time. And it was so many damn story times. You know the little story times where they had the little puppets and the stuff, the little paper puppets. Mm-hmm. They had like five of those in the damn movie. I'm just like, all right, enough telling stories. You know, it was the movie was short. It was over very quickly. Man, it was short. You know, but anyways. That's it, man. You guys go see it if y'all want to. I give it a 4 out of 10. I think it was good acting. I gotta give the acting. You know, Yaya, the dude that the black dude in the movie, mm-hmm. was I guess he was turning to Candyman. He was pretty good. Tiana Parrish, she fine, so she was good. You know, so it was pretty good acting. But y'all go check it out yourself. So this episode, I wanted to talk about Kanye's new album. Have any of you guys heard some tracks from it yet?
Yeah, I heard the first techno tracks off of it. The
first techno. So what you think about the album? Damn, okay.
Well, I feel like
Lo, that's how much you think about it?
House music.
Like, I will say this. I have not actually, downloaded it on Apple Music. I have not actually, like, listened to the album because technically we've heard bits and pieces of it 3 times already. So, I mean, like, in this instance, I'm like, oh, like, let me go, like, you know, all gung-ho and listen. Like, I'll get to it when I get to it. Like, it took so long. Like, I'm not just in any rush to actually fully listen to, you know, to this thing. Because I feel like I've already heard it 3 times, so.
Yeah, I let it play today while I was cleaning up. I feel like it's, like, one of those albums that you probably got to listen to twice, but it's so many songs that you're not going to listen to it twice. 27 songs on this album.
Yeah, that's a lot
to digest, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of tracks I feel like he could have cut, and you know what I'm saying, that just was no need on the album. It's a lot of features on there. You know, you don't know who's on what song because it's not listed. It's no cover art, it's just a blacked out cover art. I just expected so much more from it. You know what I'm saying? So
now I have a question, because the word on the streets was that he was gonna drop it the same day that Drake is set to drop Certified Lover Boy, which is September the 3rd.
Yeah.
Word on the street. But why y'all think he said he didn't know it was gonna be dropped? But like, we've been waiting for almost a month for this thing to drop. I think he was too scared to drop it when Drake dropped it.
Yep. And I think the executives dropped it without his permission. I think they just was tired of the waiting around. They just like, all right, just drop this shit.
Right.
They didn't even drop it on a Friday. What, they dropped it Saturday night?
Yeah, Saturday night, early Sunday morning.
Yeah. They didn't even drop it on a Friday. Usually all these albums drop on a Friday now. So they just dropped it. They like, all right, we sick of it. We pressing the go button. And they pressed it. It's like, we done with it. So I know he's pretty upset about that. Then, you know what's so funny, man? I appreciate how Drake is playing chess instead of checkers. You saw that text message when he had the Joker sign. He was talking about Drake being the Joker. Then Drake hacked ESPN whatever and announced his date. That was player, man. That was chess, man.
Hey.
What?
Tonight, when I get home.
You gonna tell him good job?
Good job, babe.
They have been playing tit for tat. Oh my god.
For years now.
Oh my gosh. Even recently, with Kanye like leaking
Drake's address.
Yeah, the address. And it's just like, okay. Like, it's
like, don't nobody know where you say it.
Well, yeah, that too. But it's just like, it's just
look here.
But it's just so tit for tat. It's like, ugh. Like, oh my gosh.
Going back and forth for years. What about the new Kendrick Lamar song though? It's not his song.
With his cousin.
It's his cousin.
I think it was dope. I like the visual.
Are we smoking on your top five tonight? I like that. I think it was good visual, man. It was a good video overall. I like that line how he was like the number two rapper DMing my bitch. I don't even know why. So I wonder who he's talking about, dog. I wonder who he's talking about. You think he's talking about Drake?
Don't nobody talk about Drake. Drake ain't look here.
I'm just saying, you think he's talking about Drake?
Nah.
The number two nigga DM my bitch. Cause Drake the only one a single. J. Cole married.
Nah.
Who else he could be talking about? Drake known for sliding DMs, for taking women, taking dudes chick.
Okay. Don't talk about Drake.
He really is, though. I'm sorry.
He is. I'm sorry. he's
talking about Drake and Portia.
Possibly. Quite possibly. Yeah. I mean, especially if we're talking about, like, any other rapper of relevance.
Did y'all just see them Instagram posts Chris Brown just dropped maybe an hour ago?
Mm-hmm. So, Kanye a whole ho.
Kanye a whole ho.
Hey, okay. I ain't heard that in years, boy.
We bringing it back.
Hey, I ain't heard that since high school. You a whole ho.
Hey, we bringing it back. He knows.
So, does that have something to do with the album? Because I wonder if it, like, Soulja Boy had said something, too, about Kanye today.
Yeah.
He removed.
He took away his verse off a song on the album. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why Chris Brown tweaking, huh?
Yeah, you ho ho. And I approve that message.
Damn, you call it Kanye a ho?
Yes, sir.
I think a lot of us are just over the gimmicks at this point. Like, yeah. I'm over it. You're too old.
I'm tired of Hellboy.
Yeah, I mean, but once...
Hey, what?
Hellboy,
what you on tonight?
he showed up to the last Donya listening thing, and he was on fire. I'm tired of Hellboy.
Okay.
I don't understand. Like, to me, it just seems like he's trying so hard to get people to like him. But it's just kind of like, you know, like when he's, you know, married Kim, it was like, oh, okay. You back and forth into it with Jay-Z, it's like, oh, okay. You supporting Trump, and it's like, oh, okay. But it's just, you know, you know, we have our little cancel culture moments, but I mean, at the end of the day, like, we still, you know, like, kind of mess with Kanye or whatever. And I think that that has been proven. If you can go and redo the same show three times and still fill a stadium, but it's just like the gimmicks. Like, please stop.
Fill the stadium. Got people tripping outside trying to get in.
Exactly. It's just so unnecessary, especially like your name in itself holds weight. Like, you don't have to do like all this extras. It's just, that's why I'm just like, I ain't really listened to it. I just heard it 3 times already.
He got his thing on the culture, man. And it's a big part of his fashion as well. Mm-hmm. He got them young Hypebeast kids that's buying into it, because there was a lot of young kids out there going to see that dude. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Then he let, remember that video I sent you? They didn't let the GDs in the dough. Yeah, GD. On GDN. Listen, he let that dude perform. I said, yeah, it's a rap. He tapped in into the Chicago culture, rap culture.
Oh, absolutely.
Always been tapped in. The Chief Keef, all them cats, Lil Durk, all them young dudes, man. So, man, he doing what he can do. So, we talked about Sugar Man. We talked about Kanye. All right, so let's talk about the main topic of this pod right here. You know, I was just kind of thinking about, like, I want to talk about breakups. You know what I'm saying? I know it's a broad topic, but I kind of want to just get you guys' opinion and what y'all think about breakups and how y'all handle breakups when y'all was younger till now. Just everything, you know what I'm saying? Let's just make it a conversation. So, how you handle breakups, Portia?
I mean, it depends on what end of the breakup that I'm on and, you know, how toxic the situation is. However, mm-hmm. I will say that I can become batshit crazy. And, I mean, it is what it is. Like, you know.
Batshit.
Batshit crazy. Yes, I can. I will block you on any and all platforms. But let me just say this. If I get to the point to where, like, I have to do that, then in my case, like, you deserved it and you did something for me to act this way. But I will block you on any and all platforms, Cash App included. We've discussed this. I am notorious for blocking people on Cash App. Just because I don't want any type of form of communication, emails, damn. All like that. Also, because people are really good for, you know, I emailed her before. Let me try, like, emailing her. And, like, it's happened on multiple occasions. Facebook, like, all of it. It's getting locked down. Outside of that, when it goes to, like, you know, like, the back and forth and tit for tat, because some guys just do not understand the word no. You know, sometimes you just have to be a bit brutal. I do remember, like, this one time where I had to tell somebody that they were dead to me and that they no longer exist. And because they couldn't, you know, really process that, they kept, you know, reaching out, and I was just like, hey, you're dead. Like, the dead does not talk.
Wait.
I'm in the process of mourning you right now. Like, could you please stop? Like,
God.
I can get a bit.
The dead does not talk.
No, the dead don't talk. Why are you reaching out to me? You're dead to me. The dead don't know.
Ouch.
Quiet. Right. Mm-mm. And I
what's
don't.
What's your zodiac sign?
What's that number one zodiac sign?
Yeah, I need to know.
I am a Taurian.
That explains. That explains. That explains.
Yo, the dead don't talk.
The dead don't talk. I don't talk. Look here,
them Tauruses, baby.
I don't talk to ghosts.
They cut their mama off.
Yeah,
you gotta give them a few years. Give them a few years of space.
No, seriously.
No, for real.
Seriously.
Like, I'm a Pisces. Most of the people I know are Tauruses. Y'all don't play, like, and I have a hard time with cutting people off. Depending on who you are, like.
Did we lose you? Hello? Portia, yeah. You still there? I think we lost her.
I'm here.
All right. I'm here. I go ahead and say what you said.
Like, I'm a Pisces, and most people I know are Tauruses. Like, my best friend, she's a Taurus. My sister's a Taurus. Y'all not play, baby. Like, y'all will cut people off and forget who they are to y'all and wouldn't think twice about it. But me, as a Pisces, it's hard for me to cut people off. It's hard. But I'm the type of person, once I'm done, I'm done. I go through that whole, you're dead to me. But it's like, I won't block you, though. Because I need you to see me. I need you to see. I need you to see.
Yeah.
What you mean? You need them to see what?
What they're missing out on. Like, what do you mean?
Oh, my fault.
What do you mean? But no, I definitely understand that too. That's why I just said, like, if I get to that point, though, because I'm a May Taurus, and I feel like that there's a difference between April and May Tauruses. Like, I don't pop off and, you know, it's quick, and like I can get real, real, real stubborn, but I also give people chances. I always see the good in people, but I feel like if I literally get to that point to where I have to do all of that and clown and yell and scream and call you everything but a child of God, like, you deserve every bit of it. And yeah, like, this one guy, like, actually changed his number just to be able to get through to me. Like, because I will shut it down. I don't play that.
You know, being a male, I gotta be honest and speak up. Like, I have tried to email someone before and block me. Like, I have. I gotta be 100.
See?
I haven't changed my number to contact somebody, but I have called private to contact somebody when I was blocked.
Why?
Because I wanted to talk to them.
Why?
Because I wanted them back.
Oh. Please, like, baby, please.
Please take me back. You know what I'm saying?
Look here.
It's the key. I'm all begging for me. I love it.
Yeah,
you better put that best foot forward and tell me that I'm the best thing that happened to you and you messed up.
Oh, yeah. I ain't gonna lie. I've been there before. I begged before. I sent long-ass text messages.
Hey, I'm all for it.
All that, you know, I don't sit up here and stunt.
I don't do hard body men. I don't do that hard, too hard to show affection, too hard to show love. No.
Yeah.
That's an instant turn off.
I'm all for it too, until we like on the third, fourth, fifth, oh gosh, cycle of
of breaking up.
Of right, seriously.
Like, how many times we gonna break up?
No, seriously. Seriously.
Yeah, I'm guilty of that. You know, I do like, I don't know if I ever had a clean breakup, man. It's always been kind of toxic towards the end.
Oh, absolutely.
It's just toxic.
Yeah.
It's been one, it's
toxic.
I think
me, please.
Man, my last relationship.
Be lit, though.
Oh my God. You ever been in a relationship where it been so toxic, like you can feel it on you, like it's on you?
Oh, no.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's affecting your, like, your health. It's so toxic. The relationship's so toxic.
Yeah.
No.
Dog, that's, I swear to God, like, my last relationship, I was feeling like that. I'm like, God damn, like, why I'm so sick? Like, what's wrong with me? You know what I'm saying? It just was that relationship, man. It was thick on me, you know what I'm saying? I had to get the hell up out of there. You know what I'm saying? It kind of just, you know, you knew that it was about to be over because you just felt that toxicity. It just was so hot. You know what I'm saying? Then when you get out of it, it was cool. You know what I'm saying?
A sigh of relief.
Sigh of relief. But I still sent that email though.
Oh my God.
It was a year later though. I gave you some time. You know what I'm saying? I sent it.
You gave it a lot of time then.
Oh yeah. She told me she moved on. She think I need to move on. And she don't want nothing from me.
So, damn.
I hit her
bitch.
With that. I hit her with that received. Have a good one. I was like, damn.
Okay, so answer this. What? So how long was it before she reached back out to you after that? Because let me tell you something. What? I've done that same shit. Uh-huh. And maybe like 2 or 3 months later, I'm like, so what was it? Like, what you doing? Like, you know, even though I told you, like, you ain't shit, I don't want anything to do with you. Blah, 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 blah. Like, yeah.
I mean, it was, that was the last time, but before that, you know, we stopped talking. Then she checked up on me during a FaceTime, just a FaceTime out of nowhere. She's like, I know you're surprised to hear from me, Wooty Woop. And it was like that, but, you know, I let like a year pass and I didn't say nothing to her. And then I hit her up, like, hey, we should catch up. I was like, blase. And she went on that type of time. So I respect it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, she really meant it that last time, huh?
Oh, she meant it for real.
And I got a story.
And that last time, she blocked me from everything.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about I got blocked. I was just like, she blocked my email too? I didn't even know you can block emails.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. I'm like, mm-hmm. Damn, she blocked. I'm talking about iMessaging everything.
I got a story.
Tell your story, homie.
So, like, I've only blocked, like, as far as a person I was dating, one.
I told you, she keep going. That's that north side of St. Louis internet.
I'm not supporting that.
No. It do not work. I ain't supporting it either.
No, I'm talking about you and your comments. This was not supporting.
I'm telling you, people on the north side ain't got internet.
Oh my gosh.
I'm telling you, they don't. They still got that AOL dial-up.
Okay.
I'm talking about it kicked her out.
So unnecessary. Oh, it did kick her out. I just looked down and she's not here.
Yeah, it kicked her out the pod.
Oh, wow.
Well, go ahead and tell your story, then.
What story?
I thought you had something else to tell.
I'm like, ooh, I done said enough already.
Until she get back in.
I done said enough already. But now, like, it's just be unfortunate. I mean, breakups are hard, but sometimes they're just so, so, so necessary. But, like, when you were saying, like, when you just sometimes feel it on you, I mean, I remember one time, like, I was just sad. Like, always sad. Like, just could not figure out why I would try to, like, go out, just do different things, like, indulge in things that I knew would make me happy. Still sad. Don't understand why. And so, like, you know, just let this person go, cut them off, and it was just like, whew.
Okay, y'all. Can y'all hear me now?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry. So where was I then? Okay. So I've only blocked like a person that I seriously like cared about and loved because I've only been in love once, right? So I blocked dude back in April because I seen some stuff on social media that just didn't sit real well with my spirit, right?
It's always social media.
It's always social media. But I knew it. I knew I was going to block him. I knew it. But it was just based off what I seen on social media. I blocked him way before I even thought I was going to block him. So then, bro, I did a hard block, right? I call that the hard block. I blocked on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat,
A total north side internet.
Mm-mm. I didn't even block email. I lied. He can either email me or we got a mutual friend. He can contact me through the mutual friend or he's going to have to pop up at the crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Only three ways. Now, like, so I was anxious about the blocking. Like, he had went out of town. I didn't know when he was coming back. I had blocked him before he even went out of town just based off something I seen on social media, right? So about 2 weeks after the blockage, I'm working from home and I see I'm on TikTok. I get a TikTok message, Ronnie. First off, like, I don't even post on TikTok. I just watch videos. Oh. It was a TikTok message. It said, don't worry about unblocking me on anything. Be at peace.
What?
Damn.
My heart dropped, dog. Because first off, where did you get my TikTok? How did you find my TikTok? You was searching, big dog. You was searching. So then I felt bad, y'all. I feel so bad. So I went ahead and I unblocked them on everything. But I didn't say nothing, right? I just unblocked them. And I was like, you know, he ain't never going to hit me again because I got a TikTok message talking about don't even worry about unblocking me.
That wasn't nothing but manipulation.
Oh, man. And manipulation. Manipulation at his finest.
He said, as soon as I answered, I said, hello. He said, didn't I tell you not to unblock me or nothing? I said, why you calling me? To see if I was unblocked.
Damn.
I said, oh, okay. And he said, why you block me? I said, I don't want to talk about it. He was like, nah, for real. Why you block me? I'm like, I don't want to talk about it. Like, I don't want to talk about it. Because I was low-key embarrassed for why I blocked him. But then, in hindsight, like...
I can't even say that.
If you listen to this episode, dog, we had some technical difficulties, dog. I don't know if V-Lolo on Wi-Fi or not, fam, but she keep getting kicked out. Is it storming down in the loo right now?
I don't know.
Is it a rainstorm? I know it's hurricane season. I don't know what it is. Hey, listen. I don't know what it is. She been trying to tell the story for the last 12 minutes.
Okay. You're just being dramatic.
Being dramatic.
You're just being dramatic. Yes, you are.
What I say the last 5 minutes.
Look, I don't feel the love. I'm going to have to delete this and re-add it.
Are you on Wi-Fi?
Yeah, I'm on Wi-Fi.
Don't have to finish the story, though. You've been trying to tell it for 15 minutes.
Please. Yeah, we hear you.
Go ahead, finish the story. I know you've been trying to tell it for 15 minutes. Go ahead.
Ooh.
I'm throwing shade. And she got disconnected again. Damn. B-Lolo? Oh, B-Lolo.
Well, I was going to say, sounds like the moral of the story is niggas are toxic. The end. Like,
hey, yo, for a nigga to reach out on TikTok is something new.
Hey. But then to tell you to be at peace. Like, no, you just wanted the last word, but see, something like that. Mm-hmm. Oh, it would have sent me over the edge and I would have called yelling and screaming.
Yeah.
Okay.
Be at peace.
Oh, yeah. That be at peace, it jacked me up. Like, for real. Because I was like, the nerve of you to tell me to be at peace. Like, you ruined my peace, dog. But it was just the simple fact, like, it's I don't know. It's weird. That whole situation is very weird. And it's a drawn out process of emotions, put it like that. But it's like that be at peace, the nerve. Don't tell me what to do. like you supposed to be my peace. Like, I'm your peace, dog. But you be trying to play. I can't take a man and play both sides of the fence. Especially if you dealing with somebody with kids. I can't stand it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand it. You better make that ground be very firm. You know, I don't like when people pacify. Look, I ain't finna go into great details, but I don't like when people pacify their baby moms. I get it. That's the mother of your kids, but all that fake stuff, I don't do.
Oh,
if that's
hold on. That's a whole nother episode. Hold on now.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. We'll say that for next week.
Absolutely.
We can come back to that next week. What we gonna call that? Stepmama? Stepdad, being stepdad, stepmom. I got some shit to talk about on that too.
Oh, baby, I will step to the side. I will step to the side, honey.
Step to the side, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all do whatever y'all need to do.
Man, y'all had any good breakups where it just was like, all right, you know what I'm saying? Y'all both agreed, it was cool. Like, y'all remain friends.
Nah, you can't be friends with exes.
Yeah.
Why you can't be friends with your exes?
Because there's too many feelings involved, depending on who they are.
Yeah. Especially if we've been intimate too. Like, are you like, I know I could spin the block if I wanted to. Please. Wait, why are we still friends? Like, no.
If we touch privates, it's a wrap.
Exactly. Because I'm gonna spin the block. Like, no. Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna talk mess about your other chick. Don't let her be wrong.
You gonna let him know?
I'm gonna let him know. We broke up and that's the best you can do after me? Okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but it's easy for y'all to delete people's numbers after y'all break up. Like,
yeah.
you just was with this person for a good amount of time and you can just stop talking to them at the drop of a hat?
Okay.
I wouldn't say it's always at the drop of a hat, though. Like, that's the thing. Like, I think with me, I get to a point to where I just get so fed up. Because, like, again, mm-hmm. like, I see the good in people. So, I done gave you the multiple chances, and that's it, that's all. Like, there's just no need for us to be in any type of communication anymore. Like, there have been scenarios, like, even if I haven't gone to the extreme of, like, completely blocking you, mm-hmm. or whatever. There have been situations where someone may reach back out, hey, how you doing? Where you been? And it's just like, hey, that's it. That's all. Like, that's all I have for you. Like, no, you don't need to know what I have going on. Mm-hmm. And no, we can't meet up. None of that. Like, no.
Man, I agree with you 1,000. Like, I can't be friends with my ex either. I agree with y'all too. I'm talking about on Facebook, none of that. Now, in passing, if I might see them out, or see him at home coming in any type of situation, I'm going to speak, but I'm just going to leave it at that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I ain't going to go out my way to speak. I'm not going to walk across the goddamn tailgate to go speak. But if we cross our path, I'm definitely going to say hello. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think you should follow your ex or whatever, this and that. They might be living a good life. I might not want to see that shit.
Right, I ain't about to be waking up scrolling through Facebook crying and shit.
Right. Get on Facebook like, damn, she got married and she got a kid. Then she gonna name the nigga that I gave that we talked about naming the kids that we was gonna have?
Exactly. I ain't gonna do that.
Oh, okay. That's what we doing? Okay. Let me stop, man. I'm getting a little too emotional. My bad.
That's why you have to tell people that they don't exist no more.
Oh.
Seriously.
The dead don't talk.
Yeah, I don't talk to ghosts. Right.
You don't talk to ghosts. That's some new shit I ain't never heard before.
You don't talk to ghosts. Right.
I'm going to have to use that.
Right.
I'm going to have to.
But I feel like that's just, you know, that's just definitely for the people that just don't understand the word no.
Sure. Y'all ever had a dude show up to y'all house after y'all broke up with him?
Yep.
They pop up?
Yep.
Tell me what happened. What'd he do?
I blocked him because I found out he lied, and he had been blocked, like a hard semi hard block or whatever.
What's a semi? It's different.
A semi is just when you block on a few things. Like, a hard block is when you block on everything. When you block that email, that's a hard block.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's a hard block. Like, you looked, you know what I'm saying? So, mm-hmm. he had showed up at the crib at like 4:30 in the morning.
Oh,
damn.
Yeah.
That's early.
Yeah. Trying to talk and apologize. And,
did y'all have sex?
Did we? I don't think so.
If I'm showing up at 4, we finna argue and fight, then we go strap it out in the bed. You hear me? You know what I'm saying? It's going down at 4.
But that's another thing too. Like, you'll break up or whatever, I just need to see you face. No, you don't. You just want to touch my private parts and make me forget about what happened. Like,
he want to do that baby boy too. You remember how he slapped Yvette? You try to have sex with her after?
Well, that ain't gonna happen. No motherfucker gonna slap me. So that's number one. But no, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying. It's like, oh no, I don't need to see you to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
You think you're slick? You just want to touch my private parts? No.
Scandalous. Okay. But all right, let's pose this question: do you give back everything after a breakup, like all the shit he got you?
Excuse me.
I take that as no.
No.
So you're not giving back none of the stuff that he got you.
Why would I give it back? Then that means I'm going to have to in some way, meet up or like leave it somewhere. Like, no, I'm not going to do that.
What about his belongings? If you leave it at the house, are you giving it back?
Oh, I'm throwing that shit in the trash. Okay?
Whoa, that's not nice.
No, why would you leave it here? Right.
That's not nice. What if that's like his favorite pair of Jordans?
Bye, Jordans.
Right. Shouldn't have left him there.
You told him. You can't throw that bad shit away.
Well, no, yes, so, you can.
So this is the thing. Like, I wouldn't throw it away immediately. I would give it some time, but this is my thing. Like, if it was that important and you wanted it that bad, like, if we, like, broke up or whatever the case may be, or we get into an argument, you're going to ask for your shit back immediately. But 3-4 months down the line, I'm spring cleaning, and I see your shit, like, laying around, I'm throwing it away. I'm not going to call and ask, hey, do you want this? And you ain't thought about it.
Hey.
Like, no, I'm throwing it away.
Hey, your box of shit on the front porch. You want it, you better come get it for the hobos get into it.
Boy, y'all cold.
Your ones over here.
Y'all cold, bro.
Your 12s over here.
I wish somebody would throw my.
I done threw clothes away. I done threw shoes away, toiletries, all of that.
He ended up coming back out. Hey, my shoes still over here?
You got my beard oil.
And you said, like, I don't know what happened to it. Portia just lied.
No, I threw it away. I threw it away.
I still can't believe you told somebody they're a ghost.
Yeah, because, you know, just, yeah. If you're dead to me, then why are you trying to talk to me? Like, I don't want to deal with you.
This was an interesting episode, man. You're dead to me. You're a ghost. And B-Lolo gonna tell me the nigga made a TikTok page just to get in contact with her.
Now, that's he already... 2021 shit right there.
He
already had the TikTok page. We just don't follow each other on TikTok because I don't post on TikTok. But the point of it is that he found my TikTok just to write me and tell me to be at peace.
Yeah, I'm crazy, man. But you know, this is another great episode, man. We appreciate you guys tuning in. All I got to say to y'all, be at peace.
Okay.
Right.
And don't talk to ghosts.
Go see Sugar Mane. what the other said? I don't even know what the name of this episode. What the other said? You're dead to me. Ghosts don't speak.
Yep, you're dead to me. Ghosts don't speak, Eddie.
Right.
So, that's all I got. It's your boy, Tank.
It's your girl, Porsche.
And your girl, B-Lolo.
And we out. Peace.
Bye.